I would like to inform you about the Bells of Hope for Oceania campaign launched in October last year, 2020. But first I have to go back a few years when at our Shrine of Divine Mercy in Keysborough, two World Apostolic Congresses of Mercy were held. The last Congress took place in August 2018. Bishops, priests and lay people from all over the world participated in it and gave lectures. Among the participants, the faithful from various islands of Oceania made a great impression on everyone, demonstrating their deep faith, expressing it with songs and dances and with their colourful costumes. The fruit of this Congress is a Born Prayer initiative called Australia and the Oceania Praise the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, aimed at the largest possible involvement of the inhabitants of these areas in praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 PM in their time zones twice each year. The first prayer takes place on May 18, on the birthday of the Holy Father, John Paul II, and the second on September 13, on the day of handing over the chaplet to Sister Faustina of Divine Mercy. For these days, the prayer intentions are selected, which are placed on the website, www.worldchaplet.org. During these 2 days, the faithful not only from Oceania but from various countries around the world join us to pray the merciful Jesus by storming heaven to bend over our states, peoples, countries, communities, and to lead them in the right direction. We know and see how many people experience threats to their physical and spiritual life, and how today's world, immersed in many conflicts, problems and epidemics, needs great prayer. The wish of the founders of this initiative is that not only large, important countries, but also the small states of the Pacific, visible on the maps as small dots, are part of this action. They feel the unity of God's children, that they too can be included and perceive the uniqueness and value of this common prayer, and through numerous joining in that they've asked for, an enormity of graces, as Jesus has requested from Faustina. By reciting this chaplet, it pleases me to give everything that they ask for. Keep reciting this chaplet that I have taught you. I want the world to know the whole of my mercy. I wish to grant incomprehensible graces to souls who trust in my mercy. It is the second after our Father, prayer dictated by the Lord Jesus himself. Our prayer initiative is also a response to the request of Christ himself, that the message of God's mercy may reach the ends of the earth, because only he can satisfy the hunger for hope so much needed by the world today. It was through a simple Polish nun, Sister Faustina, that Jesus conveyed to us the message of divine mercy, which the Holy Father John Paul II introduced to the altars of the whole world. Today in the world, the most recognizable image of Christ is the one with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. Currently, the relics of Saint Faustina are in almost 5,600 churches in 130 countries around the world. And we, as worshippers or apostles of the Divine Mercy, being a tool or a signpost, let us spread it and strengthen it where it exists and provide it where it may not yet have reached, which the Lord Jesus asks us all to be apostles of God's mercy and, of course, spread it all over the world. Our current initiative, which was born in October 2020 on the basis of this action, is called the Bells of Hope for Oceania. Nowadays, almost all inhabitants of the oceanic islands have faced an enormous existential threat due to rising levels of the Pacific Ocean waters and, of course, the painful effects of the pandemic COVID-19 virus. As worshippers and apostles of the Divine Mercy in Australia, feeling the responsibility that we all Catholics have to proclaim hope to peoples and nations in these difficult times in this part of the world. Wishing to give these nations a sense of solidarity and hope flowing from merciful Jesus, we decided to continue the wonderful initiative that was established in Poland. In the Basilica of Divine Mercy in Krakow at the end of August 2020, Archbishop Marek Jędrzejczewski consecrated three bells of hope made by the Ruch Felczynski Company, which were given to the faithful in the Philippines and Brazil. The third one stayed in Krakow. We wanted the same bells of hope from the capital of Divine Mercy in Krakow to reach the two islands of Samoa and Tonga, and from there echoing through the waves of the blue Pacific would bring living hope and fill the hearts of all who are concerned and powerless today in Oceania. At the same time, we want them to kindle the spark that will come out of Poland and prepare the world for his final coming, and that they will spread the fire of God's mercy to the world and call to use this powerful prayer, which is the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We chose Samoa because there's a Church of Divine Mercy there and the seat of the Divine Mercy Centre for Oceania, the main coordinator of which is Archbishop Alapati Louis Mateliga. Similarly, in mid-August 2021 this year, in the capital of Apia, the 5th World Apostolic Congress of Mercy is to be held there. In Tonga, in turn, there is an incredibly dynamic following of Divine Mercy, with a large number of worshippers and apostles under the leadership of the only one in this region of the world, the great Cardinal Seon Patita Paini Mafi. To this end, we are in touch with the Archbishop and the Cardinal, who accepted our initiative with great emotion and gave us their blessing. The sound of the bell is very important in our church. The ringing of bells accompanies us during church ceremonies, during the celebration of Corpus Christi, on the day of the parish indulgence, but most often it announces the coming of Christ the King during every Holy Mass. The blessed bell can be classified as a sacramental. These are sacred things that sanctify our lives and protect us from the attacks of evil spirits such as paintings, sculptures, candles, exercised water, salt, oil, and so on. In history, the ringing of the bell also heralds great state events such as victory in battle, election of a new king, and sometimes the death of an important person. Ringing church bells are permanently inscribed in the spiritual life of the faithful. These sacred sounds refer us primarily to the heart of Jesus and to the heart of Mary. The sound is a divine call to Holy Mass. It can be likened to the words of the Saviour, "Come to me, all who labour and are burdened, and I will refresh you." The ringing bell is the cry of the heart of Jesus, who loves and wants to be loved. The total cost of the shipment for the bells is $15,500 Australian dollars. To date, we have collected approximately 90% of the funds needed to make and transport the bells to Samoa and Tonga. Thanks to the kindness and numerous donors, this intention is almost realised and will be implemented. It is the donors and founders, by supporting this action with a gift of their hearts, bringing goodness and joy into the hearts of these concerned people, who become the main characters of this action, and we are only its shadow when coordinating it. The bells of hope are already made, and their solemn blessing by Archbishop Marek Jędrzejczewski will take place on April 11th this year, 2021, at the Feast of Divine Mercy at the Shrine of Divine Mercy in Wagiewniki, Poland. A plate will be placed on the bell structure. The bell of hope is a gift of the heart as a sign of brotherhood and hope in these difficult times for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Tonga and Samoa, and the names of the donors will be entered. We currently have 54 donors from Australia, 23 from Poland, and one from the USA. The list of donors will also be posted on our website, www.worldchaplet.org. We invite you to support this action with a modest gift and thus to be a part of it. Coordinators Richard Hodovany and Nina Zhukovsky, Jesus, I trust in you.